Welcome to your five for today. Franklin D. Roosevelt served as the 32nd President of the United States from 1933 until his death in 1945. A Democrat, he won a record 4 presidential elections and dominated his party after 1932 as a central figure in world events during the mid-20th century. One day, he got so tired of smiling his big smile and saying the usual things at all those White House receptions that he decided to find out whether anyone was paying attention to what he was saying. As each person came up to him with extended hand, he flashed that big smile and said, "I murdered my grandmother this morning." People would automatically respond with comments such as, "How lovely," or "Just continue with your great work." Nobody was listening to what he was saying, except one foreign diplomat. When the president said, "I murdered my grandmother this morning," the diplomat replied softly, "I'm sure she had it coming to her." I wonder if we sometimes treat God the same way. He's talking, but are we listening? I'm very grateful to you today for setting aside time to listen to my voice. But what about time to listen to God? Recently, I came across a 21st century poem modelled on Psalm 23, and it goes like this. "The clock is my dictator. I shall not rest. It makes me lie down only when exhausted. It leads me into deep depression. It hounds my soul. It leads me in circles of frenzy for activity's sake. Even though I run frantically from task to task, I will never get it all done, for my ideal is with me. Deadlines and my need for approval, they drive me. They demand performance from me beyond the limits of my schedule. They anoint my head with migraines. My in-basket overflows. Surely fatigue and time pressure shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the bonds of frustration forever." There are several good reasons to find time to listen to God when He speaks. First of all, He created us to know Him and to have a meaningful relationship with Him. In the Old Testament, God was approached once a year in the Holy of Holies. It was a fearful thing because God was full of mystery and hard to know. God is not like that for you and me today. He wants us to know Him in a real way through His Son, who came to be our Saviour. God also wants to transform us and give us victories in our lives. We are all in a very real struggle in this world, and there are many influences that want our attention. The only way that we can have victory is by listening intently to what God has to say. God wants us to know His ways, purposes, and plans for our lives. Jesus said, "I am the door. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full." So why not take the time to listen to God today? A million things will creep in to try to steal away your time with Him. Make the choice to make this time a priority, and remember, you are coming before the One who knows you better than you know yourself. There's no point in trying to be fake. If you're hurting, tell God. If you're filled with joy, doubt, fear, or worry, share that with Him. He wants to be your friend, so listen out for Him today. And say in the words of that well-known hymn, "I hear thy welcome voice that calls me, Lord, to thee, for cleansing in thy precious blood that flowed on Calvary. I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary." Thank you for listening, and God bless you.